USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Always very cautious with his predictions, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says he is encouraged by the latest pandemic numbers in the United States.
Seems almost a paradox, but it really isn't. At the same time that the deaths continue to go up, we're having indications that we are reaching that peak, that apex, and will start to come down.
Pope Francis offering a message of hope during the Easter holiday, the pontiff urging the faithful not to yield to fear as he led an Easter vigil mass on Saturday night in an empty St. Peter's Basilica. Former Vice President Joe Biden is the winner of Alaska's Democratic presidential primary election yesterday. Biden has a 10-point lead over Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently dropped out of the presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump maintaining his view that the U.S. economy will rebound quickly once the pandemic subsides.
The stimulus coupled with this pent-up demand and everybody wanting to get out and go back to work, I think we're going to have a tremendous surge. I think it's going to be like a rocket ship. I really believe that.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News on Justice with Judge Jeanine. The numbers of COVID-19 cases are beginning to spike again in China, with 99 new coronavirus infections reported yesterday, more than doubling the previous day. However, it's reported that just two of the 99 cases were locally transmitted. The Kansas Supreme Court affirming an order limiting religious gatherings to 10 people in light of the outbreak. The declaration was issued by the Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The Supreme Court ruling overturns a Republican-led panel of state lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A forward for the Edmonton Oilers of the NHL, Colby Cave, died yesterday morning at just 25 after suffering a brain bleed earlier this week. Cave was airlifted to a Toronto hospital Tuesday, where he was put into a medically induced coma after having emergency surgery to reduce a cyst that was causing pressure on his brain. Sadly, his family was unable to visit him over the past few days because of COVID-19 restrictions at the hospital. There's a new trend catching on across America to salute those who are on the front lines of the pandemic response. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Across the country, some Americans are taking a moment each night at exactly 8 p.m. to howl as a way to thank healthcare workers and first responders who are fighting the coronavirus. The nightly howl is an American twist on the balcony applause and singing for besieged healthcare workers in Italy and Spain. It has also become a way for those who are cooped up to reduce the pain of isolation and also show support for the homeless. It seems it's a useful release of people's sadness and frustration. Also, parents are letting their children howl back and forth with other kids in the neighborhood, since they still can't play with them yet.
Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.